Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Selesnik. Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Cincinnati at the Museum Center with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson will be there this morning. He joins me now to talk about the visit. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So it's no big surprise that Hillary Clinton is campaigning here in Ohio, a key state in the election. But what is the significance of bringing Elizabeth Warren with her?
Well, Marianne, Elizabeth Warren is a very popular figure, particularly among the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. She has a lot of people, a lot of followers, a lot of people who admire her. She stayed out of the primary process. She didn't endorse Hillary Clinton. She didn't endorse Bernie Sanders. She kind of stayed off to the sidelines. Obviously, a lot of the Bernie Sanders people are very supportive of her. As soon as the nomination was secured by Hillary Clinton, she announced that she was endorsing Hillary Clinton and would vote for her and do anything to help her get elected. Now, the one thing that she could do was go out and campaign for her. And I think we're going to see a lot of this, you know, during the campaign. She said that she would do anything in her power to defeat Donald Trump in the fall.
Now, do you see this as an audition for Warren as a possible running mate to Clinton?
Not necessarily, but it could be. I mean, you know, it's a possibility. The two of them have talked privately. She's clearly under consideration as a running mate. This is not necessarily an audition, but it'd be a good chance for Clinton's campaign and Clinton's campaign people to see the two of them together and how they interact and, you know, are they a good fit with each other.
So we talk a little bit about Warren perhaps being on what they're calling the short list of potential vice presidential candidates. Obviously, she's not the only one. Short as the list is, there's more than one. Who else is on the list?
Well, I mean, there's a number of people who are being considered. There's probably three that are the most talked about, and Elizabeth Warren is one of them. The other is Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, the former governor, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and also Julian Castro, who is President Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He is certainly on the short list.
So what do you think the pros and cons are of each of those candidates, possible as vice presidential candidates?
I don't know. I mean, you look at Warren. Warren has had a whole lot of policy differences with Hillary Clinton. She's opposed a lot of these international trade agreements that Hillary Clinton has favored in the past. They're not on the same page on a lot of issues. And Hillary Clinton has gotten a lot of support from Wall Street. And Elizabeth Warren has been an outspoken critic of Wall Street and the financial industry. And I think if she were the running mate, the Wall Street would just howl. I mean, they would just scream. And in the case of, she is a great campaigner, and she would bring along a lot of the Bernie people. Castro is 41 years old. He has this cabinet position. A lot of people don't think he's experienced enough. But it's clear that Hillary Clinton is going to win the Hispanic vote, but Castro might be the kind of guy who can bring them out in large numbers if he were on the ticket. Kaine is probably the safe choice. He's from a very key state, Virginia, which is going to make a big difference in this election. He's very popular there. He's pretty much on the same page with Hillary Clinton on the issues. A lot of people think they would make a good match.
So when are we likely to hear from Clinton and Warren today? What do you expect them to talk about?
Well, it's hard to say, but I mean, I think Clinton will probably have a very presidential type talk where she talks about the issues. She talks about draws some differences between herself and Donald Trump. And, you know, talks about her vision, her plan, what she wants to see, the direction she wants to see this country go in. You may see Warren be a little more vocal and outspoken about Donald Trump and what the Democrats believe would be a disaster if he won the White House.
Howard, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.